This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Students in Guilford County again have tablet computers. A federally funded initiative first began in August of 2013, but school officials suspended the program weeks later after more than 10% of the devices broke. Now middle school students have tablets from a different manufacturer. And Jeff DeBeery reports, so far there have been fewer problems.
Several students surround a table in the media center at Jamestown Middle School. Their necks careen downward, and their fingers move comfortably across glass screens. Shay, an eighth grader with long hair, enjoys the science game Osmosis.
Basically, you're just trying to become the biggest microorganism of them all, and then there's, like, antimatter, I think, right? And you get absorbed, or you absorb them. It's like the life of a microorganism.
Tablets are back here in Guilford County, a year after being removed. District officials halted the program indefinitely when some tablets overheated, a few chargers melted, and nearly 2,000 devices had to be replaced. Sierra is a 13-year-old eighth grader. She remembers last year's rollout didn't go quite like this.
It was a success in some ways, but people did not like the tablets, so they broke them on purpose. It was a mess.
People were dropping them on the floor, throwing them across the hallway.
Yeah, pretty much. They were like animals. But now they have Gorilla Glass for those animals.
Those initial tablets were supposed to have specialized Gorilla Glass. They didn't, and many of the issues last fall had to do with cracked screens. Students and educators say these devices are more durable. Susan Bradner teaches social studies and language arts.
It's much better. It's heavier. Case is much better. I've dropped mine a couple times, and it hasn't broken. You know, it's like the difference in a cheap phone and a more expensive phone. You know, you can just tell the difference.
These tablets are made by Intel. The first batch came from a different company, Asus. The district still contracts with Amplify, a for-profit education company that provides content. Sierra, the eighth grader, says these devices have much better Wi-Fi and a larger Amplify store for apps, games, and support.
Now, these new features that they have make the tablets a little better, that people will actually like the tablets. Some people still don't and are trying to break them, but they can't. But it's working a lot better than before, and it's going smoother.
Compared to last year, lost, stolen, damaged, and defective tablets are down about 60%. Robin Britt oversees this program. It was funded by a $30 million federal Race to the Top grant. He says fewer issues allow teachers to spend more time on the educational components of this initiative. Britt adds one primary goal is for teachers to become more facilitator than instructor, giving students greater autonomy.
So the student has a better idea of what do I need to learn? What do I already know? And what do I not know that I need to work on? And how do I learn best? And what am I interested in? And to use all that knowledge about themselves to make choices about what they learn and when they learn it.
Britt knows that is something that will take time. For now, teachers are learning to utilize a device that has built-in visual, auditory, and hands-on learning. Kathleen Stevens teaches 7th grade math and says it all clicked during a recent group activity.
They were engaged, they were taking notes, they were pausing and asking questions. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen because they all were in it. There weren't behavior issues going on.
With the technical issues under control, Stevens and her colleagues hope tablets will now lead to greater learning and better test scores for the students. Jeff DeBeery, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.